BlogTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's the Monday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Let's try that again, Johnson. One more time.
And Johnson.
There we go. Microphone's on now. And Manwich. And we're all here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. This is your show. You can literally bring anything up. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything, personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind. You got a rant you want to get off your chest, something that you want to push, an agenda you want to get out over the airwaves on this worldwide syndicated broadcast. The number again is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air, and then again, we might not. Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us online and join our bulletin board system. We have got hundreds of users, thousands of posts for you to look through there. We've got all kinds of different controversy. We've got people throwing insults left and right. We've got we've actually got intelligent conversation in there sometimes. It just depends on who logs in at any given point. So check that out at freetalklive.com.
Whenever I'm in there, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, oh yeah, and also on the bulletin board system, you can vote in our polls. We've got the Free Talk Live poll. There's usually more than one of them. One of the newest ones is about one of our newest Shriners. We'll tell you about that in a little while. But again, log on, join the fun at freetalklive.com. It's all on the house. There's no membership fee required. So you can donate money if you want. I mean, I'm not going to stop you, by all means.
I don't know how you would do that.
Well, you could ask, and I'll tell you how. 1-800-259-9231. And also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. I mean, seriously, wait till I tell you what's going on this hour. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free, 888-532-4604. Or you can log on to their website at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. As things in this country keep getting worse and worse, I just wish more and more that I wasn't sitting here in Tampa Bay, Florida, and instead I was sitting somewhere in New Hampshire, because it's getting worse and worse.
I don't know. Worse is a frame of mind, in my opinion.
No, I'm pretty sure. As a matter of fact, the newest news here today, and again, you can interrupt the show anytime, 1-800-259-9231. Fresh news from moments ago, I guess, earlier today, the Supreme Court has now ruled that police can have dogs check out motorist vehicles, that means your vehicle, for drugs, even if officers have no particular reason to suspect illegal activity.
So you got to wait for the dogs to show up, right?
Probably. That's probably going to be part of it.
Am I under arrest?
I don't know. That's as far as I've read on this whole article. But that outraged, just that first paragraph alone outraged me enough. I said, this is what we have to start the show with tonight.
It's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. What are they thinking about? Did these people read the Fourth Amendment? Did they take a little gander at our Constitution? I can't believe these incredible jackasses.
And it wasn't even close.
It should.
6-2. 6-2.
Doesn't make any sense.
The 6-2 opinion written by Justice John Paul Stevens stipulates police dogs may sniff only the outside of a car after a motorist is lawfully stopped for a traffic violation.
Well, how would they sniff the inside?
Well, you'd have to open the doors and let them in,
I guess. Well, then if you let the dog sniff your car, then that's fine.
Well, right. I mean,
you're going to have your rights violated if you allow them to be violated.
Well, that's true. The problem here, of course, is that they can train these dogs to...
Sure, they
alert
smell right
on
through.
Your car. Well,
oh,
no,
yeah.
they can train the dog to make the alert position or whatever the hell it is they do, wag their tail, you know, urinate. I don't know how it is. I don't know what the doggy signal is that makes them know that there's something in your car, but they can easily train them to do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
on command.
Regardless of whether there's something in your car or not,
right.
Which means that they'll have an excuse at that point. Well, the dog says there's something in here. That gives us probable cause to search your car, even if there's nothing in your vehicle.
And they tear the crap out of the vehicle.
And then they leave.
And then they leave.
They find nothing.
Yeah, it's not
or,
like these people aren't domestic servants. They don't clean your car when they go through it.
They're supposed to be servants.
They leave the cars all over,
yeah.
Like the seats all over the ground.
Right.
I mean,
they just throw stuff out
everything.
Of it.
Yep. Tear
and
everything
they leave
apart.
You to put it back together.
Yep.
That's assuming you're lucky enough to not have something planted in your car and then get arrested for it. Or them find something that you didn't know was there. Maybe that a passenger left there accidentally or something like that, and have yourself arrested for that.
Yeah.
So, goodbye, Fourth Amendment. I mean, it's just literally week after week, man, which our freedoms are getting eviscerated in this nation. This lays the real groundwork. I mean, as though it already hadn't been being laid for a police state, this really does. I've talked about roadblocks before on this show, and I always kind of thought that I was being a little bit paranoid, but this sets it up. Because now they could literally walk, walk a dog down a line of cars at a stoplight if they wanted to, without even having a roadblock. Well,
yeah.
Actually, no, they say you have to be pulled over lawfully first, but if they're pulling everyone over, that would be lawful, wouldn't it? If it's a DUI checkpoint,
if they have to pull them over, and then they have to be lawfully pulled over, then what the heck, why can't they just go through a parking lot?
Well, maybe that'll be next.
I don't see why they couldn't let me
get to some more of this here. Here
God,
we go.
This is insane.
Yes, it is. It's certainly not American. All right, so if you're lawfully stopped for a traffic violation such as speeding or failing to stop at a stop sign, but privacy rights advocates said the ruling would lead to far more traffic stops as a way to find drugs. They also warned that the decision could open the door to more expansive searches, from sniffs inside the vehicle to checks of cars parked along sidewalks and pedestrians on the street. Now, they're saying it's going to open the door for that, meaning those are going to be the rulings that come next.
Sure. I don't see why they wouldn't.
Before Monday's ruling...
Can I read the Fourth Amendment here before you go
sure,
on?
Sure, just as a reminder, certainly.
I'd just like everybody to be refreshed on the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Just want everybody to know.
No, none of that applies to
this. It's the right for you to be secure.
Yeah, this doesn't fit into that paradigm at all.
Why not?
These searches.
Oh,
these illegal searches do not fit into that at all.
No.
There's no constitutional justification or authority for this, period. So... here's some more. You're unusually, uncharacteristically quiet about this.
Wait, no, I want to hear that first sentence, the first sentence of the amendment again.
Just the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Okay.
Your car is...
It doesn't say by people or by robotic machines or by dogs. It just says against unreasonable searches and seizures. I just wanted to see if it was specific. If maybe they couldn't just interpret it because it's a dog... You know, it's the right of the people to be not searched.
Those
dogs,
those dogs are considered officers of police officers.
Now, do you think?
Not exactly.
Now, do you
yes,
think
they are?
Yeah, they are.
I'm just saying that if you kill a police dog, you will be brought up on charges of killing a police
dog. Now, here's
officer.
What I'm wondering: if you leave in poison doggy bones at the back of your car for the dogs to eat when they decide to, illegally just search your car, or legally according to this fascist Supreme Court, I'm just wondering when the doggy eats the poison doggy biscuits and dies, will you be accused of eating?
You'll get the third-degree felony of killing a police dog or horse.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. That dog went in your car. Whatever it did on your property, I mean, that's not your responsibility. The dog chose to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's bad, bad news. Before Monday's ruling, the Supreme Court had authorized drug dogs primarily to sniff luggage at airports. According to an American Civil Liberties Union attorney, Harvey Grossman, the use of dogs is intimidating. Thousands of motorists have called complaining about suddenly finding their car surrounded by policemen and drug dogs. Now no one is safe from this major intrusion into our lives. It's not just intimidating, it's a violation of our constitutional rights.
Right.
Here's the real problem, Ian, is that the use of dogs is specifically for intimidation, and it's specifically, there's equipment that can do what a dog can do.
It absolutely is a scare tactic. 800-259-9231, more details on this coming up in your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political or personal, anything goes. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Don't forget, you can also get interactive online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. The last 6 days worth of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in required. There's no membership fee required. They're just there. You just go and get them. If you missed an hour, go get that hour. If you missed the whole week for some reason, go get the whole week. They're all there for you. The last 6 days online, on the house, at freetalklive.com. You know, if this wasn't so angering, this new Supreme Court ruling, I might actually be crying right now. Because this is seriously a loss of our freedoms a loss of our liberty as individuals with rights, allegedly, that is really worth sobbing over. I mean, it's sad. It's pathetic what happened today in the Supreme Court.
If it was in somebody else's country, I'd just shake my head and say, you know, bah, of course, of course. But since it's in mine, I can't believe it. I'm infuriated.
The problem is that whenever people act for the greater good, they think they're acting for the greater good. What they don't realize is that they are taking away freedoms in the long run. They don't see, they don't understand that acting in a way that's supposedly going to help this greater good by, you know, oh, we're going to get rid of all these criminals and these, you know, but by taking rights away from the individual. Whenever you take away rights from the individual, you have less freedom.
It seems so obvious to me, though, and so egregious, and so it seems like, how could you not know that this is a totalitarian, fascist, terrible, horrible, controlling thing to do to people? I mean, how could you just literally sit there and think you're doing the right thing? I mean,
because drugs are bad, son, and we got to do anything it takes to get rid of drugs. We're going to stop every single joint from coming in this country.
I believe that those people are really bad, bad people. Like, I don't agree with you anymore, man. I wish that these people really think they're doing the right thing, right? And that's what you're trying to say, right, Johnson? That they think they're doing the right thing.
I think so. Yeah.
I can't believe it, because how could you possibly think that, especially after all these years of failure, utter failure.
Years of indoctrination.
But nobody expects the government to work. Nobody. Nobody. Everybody expects the government to fail and then for us to throw more money and watch it fail some more.
Right, so
that's
why is
everybody's reasonable expectation?
Why is it that these politicians and these people lobbying for these sort of things don't realize that? They must. They must know that it enriches them. The people who are fighting the drug war, the government officials, the DEA, your local police department, they know that they get money from the drug war. I mean, that's why we see so many corrupt sheriffs around this country.
I think it's a combination, though, of greed and indoctrination. There are people who have gone for such a long time in the system and are surrounded by people who believe in a certain way that they're acting. They believe that what they're doing is for the greater good.
I don't know.
I think there are a lot of people out there who actually believe that, you know, oh, well, if I do this, we'll catch these such-and-such criminals. Sure, it's going to take away liberty, but look at all the other things that we could do with this. And they don't even realize it. They don't.
They're just pathetic. And I wish we were on 200 radio stations so people could hear us talking about this. Manwich, before the show, you said, oh, I wonder what Sean Hannity's going to say about this tomorrow. And I said, he's not going to talk about it.
No.
He's got no interest in bringing it up.
You know, the thing
and
is,
they won't let your calls through if you want to call in and talk about it. We will let your calls through about anything at 1-800-259-9231. You were going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Well, I interrupted you. And
I don't even know what it was now. Sorry.
Well, let me continue with this article here from the AP. Again, fresh decision today, 6-2. The Supreme Court ruling that now the police dogs can check out your vehicle for drugs, even if they have no reason whatsoever to suspect you for that sort of thing. So just anybody who gets pulled over, now subject to a dog sniff, which means that you'll be subject to a search because odds are the dog will alert to your vehicle.
Sure, they're not going to bring that dog all the way out there so that it
right.
can, oh, nothing
no,
here.
Nothing going on. See you later. Yeah. They have them trained to alert at a secret command that they use with the dog that basically tells them to alert. And who knows what it is. It's probably something, three jerks on the collar or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, the Illinois Attorney General bureaucrat Lisa Madigan, who argued on the case, called the ruling a victory for law enforcement
for her
in the war on drugs.
It is a victory for law enforcement. I mean, that's what they want.
Well, yeah, they want the power to
absolutely,
arrest more people.
Absolutely, because they've already got the power to, oh, this vehicle is involved in the drug charge. Seize the vehicle!
We already have more people in prison than any other civilized culture on Earth. I mean, what else do we want here?
The dog alerts. They toss a bag of weed in the trunk, you know, that they've already got. Bam, they own the vehicle.
There's another sucker in jail.
Yeah. You better not drive a nice vehicle because they might just do something.
No, what you need to do, and this is, you know, my recommendation, is that as we're going forward, we're getting to the point where everyone needs to have some sort of surveillance equipment. You know, you videotape the entire interior of your car, exterior of your car. You know what was going on. You got, you know, because technology is getting to the point of where storage medium, you can have constant, at least a day or two's worth of video on your entire vehicle.
Can you now? Would you be able to upload it to the internet, or would they be able to get a hold of this video?
I'm sure you could maybe have some sort of way.
Because they'll confiscate it right away and take you off to jail if they want your car.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason.
Oops, we lost your tape.
We sure do like that 76 Eldorado convertible you got, Manwich. Guess we'll be taking that one with us.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Well,
of course, even if they were to, you know, there are still, you know, in now, you know, first of all, they're not too bright. Second of all, that evidence could then still be subpoenaed into court, you know, unless they were to destroy
unless
it. Unless
they were to destroy
it. But, I mean, if we're getting to that point, then
we're getting to that
point. It's over.
Johnson, we're getting to that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell is going on here? This is not the hallmark of a free society. Does anyone out there believe that we live in a free country anymore? I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231.
Are we acting crazy? I mean, are we overreacting to this?
Let's go to Nolan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Nolan, hello.
Hey.
You're on with Ian, Johnson, and Manwich.
Good to be here with you.
Well, it's good you're here. Nolan, what's on your mind?
You're not overreacting.
Thank you.
And the sad thing is, we've been very carefully trained that if you have an opinion, if you stand up, if you point your finger in the air and say something and stomp your foot, well, you're just a bit overboard, you know?
Yeah.
Just that passion is now not correct. And if you stand up and you have a position and you have a little passion, they think you're crazy.
Yeah.
Eventually, they might make it illegal. Like, if you say things that are anti our government and the way it currently is, that might be becoming illegal soon.
Well, you know, I've been hearing a lot about how this administration and several others that I feel are way too far from Texas to really be big fans of UT.
Uh-huh.
But they're doing that hand sign.
Okay. And the devil sign,
yeah,
allegedly?
Well, I would like to be where they could see me so I could show them my hand sign for my favorite creature, the unicorn. And I'd like to show them what the unicorn looks like. He's only got one little finger sticking up.
You know, I don't know about this whole devil sign thing, and I was looking at this website that had pictures from the inauguration with President Bush and Laura both doing this longhorn sign, as you put it,
yeah,
or the devil sign, or whatever you want to call it, and I think it's a little bit weird. I think it's a little bit immature for the government to have a gang symbol. I think that's what it is. Nolan, I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on, buddy. I know you just had a moment, so I'll give you another moment after the break. 800-259-9231. I think that's, if anything, that's... it's a gang symbol. I don't think it's necessarily anything satanic.
President's throwing up horns.
Yeah, if it is, then it just shows how lame these people really are. 800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War 3 has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about anything. Personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind, anything goes. You got an agenda, you got an issue you want to talk about, you got something going on in your personal life, whatever. 800-259-9231. We started the show out talking about this insane ruling from the Supreme Court that says that police dogs can now sniff out your car with no probable cause necessary. Not even a reasonable suspicion necessary. Just if you get pulled over, they can bring out the doggy and circle your car. And, of course, if they bring a dog out to circle your car, odds are they're going to alert on something. Whether or not there's anything really there doesn't matter. They want the excuse to search your vehicle. We want your comments at 800-259-9231, or you can, of course, change the topic completely. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Also, don't forget to log on and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We've got ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, right there. All listeners to the show, all so proud that they listen, they sent their picture in. So we want you to be a part of that as well, ladies. You can send your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll put it up there on the shrine. So let's get back to the phones, back to the fun. Nolan in Texas, you're back on Free Talk Live, Nolan.
Yeah, I got a couple of little things. Look, my wife's wanting to go to Hawaii. And I said, great, see ya. I'm not going to an airport because I'll go to jail. Because all the stuff they do to you in an airport.
Well, how's it that you're going to go to jail?
I can't, man. I'm not made that way. I don't take that crap.
Oh, you wouldn't put up with the abuse.
No.
I got you.
I'll go straight to jail. I'm not going to send. Nobody's patting me down and treating me like a dadgum criminal.
Good for you, Nolan.
I'm going to get patted down, it's going to be by an officer of the law. And he's going to have the cuffs in his hand, and he's fixing to use them.
Okay.
I'm not taking it.
And I don't blame you for that. I totally understand
and
that.
I just told my wife, I can't go. You know, and you don't want to go with me because I'm going to jail.
Right.
You can't take me.
Not going to be any fun at all.
Yeah, I've got a theory for you, though, on the whole UT sign
mm-hmm.
you were talking about.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we know that a lot of these people who are using this sign, this sign isn't, you know, they're not fans of UT, so we're talking about the sign of the devil, right?
Yes, sir.
I
never knew that until I just, you know, I thought, well, that's kind of strange, you know, that looks kind of different, you know, more than just hook 'em horn.
Right.
It could be interpreted other ways.
Well, you know, that sign's been used for a relatively long time now. That sign's been around it came about in the rock and roll scene.
I'm sure I wasn't around, you know, when it started.
Maybe. Originally where the sign came from is it came from rebellious youth. Not necessarily Satanists, but youth who were rebelling against their religious families and religious parents. They were part of a rock scene. You know, you've got, for example, bands like Kiss who use that sign. Just, you know, it's more of a to be obnoxious to Christians. Not necessarily all the people who use that sign believe it, but it is still, you know, it is still, yes, the sign of the devil, and people are using it. Now, as far as politicians using it, I don't know that I necessarily will immediately say that they are that they're Satanists or they're trying to make the sign of Satan. I believe that the politicians who use it are just lame. They're just trying to identify with all the. Because, I mean, the symbol is well and widely used. amongst kids who don't even necessarily know what it means. They just make the symbol and they think it means rock. Rock on.
Well,
it's identified with the rock scene.
From our very highest, supposedly highest elite of our representatives of our country, do we need them to get on the same plane with the rock and rollers?
They're trying to identify with today's youth to get the youth vote, and they're lame.
I think I agree that it's lame, but I don't think I agree that they're trying to identify with the youth vote, because number one, the only people that ever have ever used this sign outside of, as you put it, the University of Texas fans would be rockers. I mean, not just rockers, but metalheads. The people who are going to show up at a Metallica show or a Megadeth show. Or
but
a
not I don't know that
not
that's
a voting
true.
Absolutely. That is the only area I've ever seen it used in. The only arena. I've never seen it on television ever before.
I have, constantly.
Before you guys toss me out the window, I want to say two things real quick.
Yes, sir.
I disconnected the phone line from my Dish box, my Dish TV box.
Right.
And the phone line.
Supposedly, the phone line was to allow you to order movies.
Right.
Well,
right.
I forgot that I had disconnected it. I was having trouble with the phone. I said, okay, I'm going to unhook that. I'll hook it back up later.
Mm-hmm.
Decided we wanted to watch a movie. Clicked on order. It worked all fine. The day I realized, hey, I just watched a movie the other day. Looked, that line's not connected. But why is that line there? Is it really so they can?
Well, probably when you reconnect it, it will go ahead and send that order through.
How did I get the movie? I already got the movie.
I don't know. That's weird. I don't think it's a conspiracy. It's just probably a technical bug. That's all.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
Maybe
there's a law that Arnold Schwarzenegger signed. And it is now illegal in the state of California. I didn't get this off the radio. I got this out of Acres News magazine.
Okay.
It's illegal. Bend or stoop. Kill or pull a weed.
Huh? What?
To yes. Pull I a didn't weed? Stutter.
To
if
bend?
You want to kill or pull a weed, you can't bend or stoop to do
what?
It.
Hey, can you email a source? Can you post a source on that on our bulletin board system? Because that's
Google
outrageous.
It, man. Just,
huh?
Just Google it.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
I don't have that Acres magazine. I was reading it at a friend's house.
That's bizarre.
That's very bizarre.
What's the point of that?
To make you buy poison. It's so that Dow Chemical and all these other people that are selling poisons can make more money.
Well, the first thought that comes to my mind is it's, again, one of those laws that it's probably made for the greater good to protect all the, the immigrant
this
workers.
This is a democratic republic. The greater good is a collectivist thought.
Thank
exactly.
you.
I absolutely agree with you.
What works.
No, you're
absolutely.
Right.
That's what's caused us so much grief.
That's why we're here. That's why we're where we are today.
Trying to pander
right.
to the greater good, and they lied to us.
And I believe that that law was probably made with that intention to try and protect some workers who are probably bending down.
Or maybe protect the old people of California.
Yeah, protect their backs or something.
Right.
Who knows?
This
country
and this world got here without that law. We don't need it.
Absolutely.
I agree, Nolan. Thanks for the call, man. We certainly appreciate your time.
Thank you,
1-800-259-9231. So what I was saying is, well, Johnson, where have you seen this symbol, used elsewhere?
All over TV, man.
All over TV?
All over TV.
The only
you
time on TV I've seen it is during a footage of a rock show.
Look at young shows, man. That 70s show, you see it all the time. Kids
really?
Just acting, talking to one another. Yeah!
Seriously? You don't watch television either.
I don't watch
not,
television.
Jeez, yeah. I used to watch television in the late 90s, and it wasn't around then.
I
mean, has there been an
it
explosion?
It is. You probably just wouldn't notice
side?
It, being the metalhead you are.
Well, no, I would think I would notice it. I think it would become more obvious. To me, it's like when I become aware of a certain type of car and I'm driving around, I will be able to spot that particular type of, like, I like the Toyota MR2. Whenever I see one, I know it's there. The same thing with this hand symbol. I would this hand sign, I would think that I would notice it more since I'm already aware of it. I guess I'm just not watching the same programs you are. So it's like the hip thing to do is to flash that sign.
Occasionally, I don't know if it's hip. Man.
Okay, then I just agree. Well, maybe that's what the politicians think.
I've used it several times. I mean, it's just like a to me.
What do you? How do you?
To me, it just means rock on. To me, it just means rock on. It's just
right. That's why I would only use it during a metal show.
Yeah.
What other?
Well, okay. Any time that you would say rock on, like rock on, A-OK. You know, it's kind of like a.
Okay, so you. So
I guess
it's
supposedly like a hip way to say A-OK. I mean. That would be the common...
So I agree with you that it's lame. I think it might be a government gang sign, though.
Maybe.
Yeah, because they're a gang. I mean, that's all they are. They're the big legal mafia that flies flags in front of their offices. Seriously, are they anything but that? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
Can't shake it a wink.
8:31. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about this insane Supreme Court decision next.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, you can dial in at 800-259-9231 and literally take over the show. Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com, and you can get the updates for free. Everything there is free. As a matter of fact, just go, click updates, sign up, just takes a minute or two. And from that point on, whenever there's something new at the website, some sort of news about the show to announce, you're going to be the first to know. It's going to come straight into your email box. So, for instance, last night, on a Sunday, when we don't do a show, but I did do a web update, those of you who are on the updates list were the first to know about us. You got to take a sneak peek at, or a peek inside the new Free Talk Live studio.
Yeah, that's right.
As well as have a look at our Talkers ad in advance. We're going to be advertising in the largest publication for the talk radio industry next
week.
We've
got a little article, too. Little press release.
Yes. Well, we have a press release we sent them, and it'd be nice if they printed
it. They're going to print
it. Or something about it.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. So that's cool. We're excited about that, and so we figured we'd share it with you. And, of course, the updates numbers found out first. And, again, log on at freetalklive.com and check that out. So lots to talk about tonight. This is one of those nights where the prep is so heavy we're never going to get to it all.
No.
Especially considering this article, which came out just moments before we started the show tonight. Supreme Court today has now ruled that the police can just have a dog go ahead and sniff out your vehicle for no reason whatsoever. they can pull you over for a traffic citation, you know, having your headlight burnt out, speeding, not stopping at a stop sign, etc. As long as you get pulled over, you're fair game now for the police. They can bring a police dog out, walk around your vehicle. Now, we haven't determined if they can make you wait for it yet or not. And, of course, we haven't finished the article yet either. So, you know, normally when you get pulled over, it's not by the police dog vehicle. I mean, although here in the Tampa Bay area, there are a lot of those on the streets, odds are good you're going to get pulled over by a cruiser.
I thought a Supreme Court ruling just went through recently, very recently, that just said that they can't force you to wait for the dog.
That was, I think, a state Supreme Court, and this case was brought up to the Supreme Court, that very same case that you're talking about, because
right.
I remember that as well, and this guy's name looks familiar. The case involves Roy Caballes, who was stopped by Illinois police in 1998 for driving 6 miles over the speed limit. This is the case.
Yeah, that name is familiar.
Although Caballes lawfully produced his driver's license, troopers brought over a drug dog after noticing the air freshener in the car, and noticing Caballes appeared nervous.
Oh, great. I've got an air freshener in my car. Does that mean I'm a terrorist?
Well, the air freshener was probably a pot leaf.
No, I doubt that. They just suspected the dude because he was acting nervous and he had an air freshener in his car.
That's silly.
Well, the dog indicated the drugs were in the trunk, and police searched it. Even though Caballes refused to give permission, they found $250,000 worth of marijuana.
Holy crap!
And Caballes
how can
was...
you put $250,000 worth of marijuana in one trunk?
You could.
Okay.
You could. And Caballes was convicted of drug trafficking.
Guess I don't know much about marijuana.
Here you go, Johnson. The verdict was thrown out by the Illinois Supreme Court, which is something that we reported a few months back, which ruled the search was improper because police had no particular reason to suspect that Caballes had drugs. In his opinion, Stevens reversed the state court ruling, saying that the intrusion into Caballes' privacy was too minimal to invoke constitutional protection. The search was too minimal.
What?
The intrusion into his privacy was too minimal.
It's just a locked trunk?
It's just a small deal. It's no big deal. It's just your car, just a trunk. It doesn't matter. The Constitution just doesn't apply here.
It applies to all of it.
Can you believe these assholes?
All of it.
Assholes.
I can't believe it.
These people.
I'm stupefied.
The verdict thrown out, in his opinion, Stevens, the bureaucrat judge, Stevens reversed the state court ruling, saying the intrusion into Caballes' privacy was too minimal to invoke constitutional protection. Quote, a dog sniff conducted during a concededly lawful traffic stop that reveals no information other than the location of a substance that no individual has any right to possess does not violate the Fourth Amendment. So because of the drug laws, because these unconstitutional drug laws are on the books that claim you don't have any right to possess these things, then the Fourth Amendment's just thrown out the window, is what
well,
he just
what,
said.
Then what, I don't understand why. That
why do we have a Fourth Amendment?
Because they passed a law that says that it's illegal to own contraband. Now, in fact, we have no Fourth Amendment because they have to be able to look for contraband?
Yeah,
what kind
basically.
Of bass-ackwards Nazi
totally,
kind of
yeah.
philosophy is this?
That's about all it is. Bass-ackwards Nazi
you
philosophy.
Could, you can have your little rights as long as we can check for contraband.
You have no right to possess marijuana. You have no right to possess certain types of guns. You have no right to possess blah, blah, blah. Fill in the blanks. This isn't a free country. You don't have a right to possess things that don't hurt other people. It's not a free country. 1-800-259-9231.
Papers, please. Have your papers ready.
Coming soon. Coming soon to a city near you.
Well, it's already here if you go through an airport.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Papers.
I'm saying it's going to come soon to somebody's main drag
in
town.
Oh, and guess where it's going to hit first? Pay attention to your kids. Because guess what? It's going to be the schools.
Oh, dude, you are absolutely right. Well, this
guess
is something they do
hospitals?
Already. Well, now, they do this already. They do already take the drug dogs around school parking lots. That's been going on for
and
years.
And the lockers.
I'd like to...
It's considered that you're giving consent to that by parking in the school on the school property.
I'd like to tell my story now. I was talking about it.
You have a police story.
I do.
Okay.
Not necessarily a police, but a bureaucracy
Can you hold
story.
It till the next hour?
Sure. Yeah,
okay. We're going to hold it till the next hour because I want to just finish this up because we're almost done here with this thing. This insanity. It's happening in your country, people. Are you going to do anything about it? Or are you just going to sit back, crack open another beer, and think, I don't have anything to hide. I just don't care. I don't have anything to hide. This is Free Talk Live. You take control and you tell me. Is this a free country? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal, anything goes, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, by the way, so there is much, much more time for your calls, even if you can't make them this hour. Don't forget, you can also log on, get interactive with us on the website, tune in to the live stream. Maybe you're on the outer edge of one of our radio station's affiliate signals, and the static is just too much to take. Log on at freetalklive.com, and you can tune in there. Let's go to the phones. Lon in Tampa, you're on Free Talk Live. Lon?
Hey, Ian, how you doing, guys?
Lon, it's good to finally hear from you. Lon,
there's all
kinds of emails.
What a show. Unbelievable. Great, great, great show.
Well, thanks, Lon. You don't have to blow too much smoke up our collective asses, but it's good to have you on. What's on your mind?
I'm here on the Internet listening to you guys about this police thing, and, guys, I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I mean, I'm sitting here just as aggravated as you are, and I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I mean, I talk to people every day about this, and...
Who do you talk to?
Oh, there's... I talk to coworkers. I talk to friends of mine.
Do they care?
It's like a big joke. It's like a big joke to them. No, this can't happen. Bush walks on water. I says, come on. You know, it's like when you guys had the program on about the shadow government. I thought there was a shadow government. And they were, No. This is hitting them right in the face, like you guys said. It's hitting them right in the face, and nobody sees it. And my question is, why? Are we that stupid? Are we living in a country that's run on stupidity and fear right now? I mean, where the cops can do this, where cops can pull things off of people's necks that have ashes from a dead person and throw it on the ground and not think anything of it, where they can stop people on a road.
Did you see that article?
Yeah, he sent it to us.
Yeah, I just sent it to you. And I said to myself, what is going on around here? I mean, when are people going to wake up if we're finally throwing in these so-called containment camps they're talking about?
I don't know. I don't know, Lon, because a few weeks back, I think probably before you started listening, we had a guy call in who thought that was just a peachy keen idea, to throw all the Arabs and the Muslim Americans in the containment camps.
That is so ridiculous. I mean, what makes people think
it's un-American?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a uniquely American opinion to think that it's a good idea. Let's go over to the Middle East and screw the Middle Easterners, and then when they get so mad that they blow up some of our buildings, let's turn the place into one big parking lot. Let's smoke them all. We're going to kill all them brown people out there.
That
is a uniquely American opinion.
Like Mike Savage. Unbelievable. He's another nut.
Yeah, he is insane. Tonight again, they were talking about leveling the whole place.
He's crazy.
Let's drop a bomb.
What are these people? What are they thinking?
Hey, speaking of, since when you called in, you were blowing smoke. You need to blow smoke up the asses of some of the local program directors in the area.
Oh, my God. You know, I called up a couple of guys up here to get your show on here, and I stopped listening to, I'm an oldies freak, as you know, and because I have my oldies thing on the bulletin board here, and I used to listen to Mason Dixon all the time, and I'll mention his name. This guy, I'll tell you, he is so pro-Bush, and oh my God, he got on the radio and said, what are you going to do to save me? What are you going to do to make me safe? I says, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
What's he doing these days? Is he still doing
He's still doing the 104.7, whatever the heck it is, or
107. He's still in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, still in Tampa Bay.
Oh, okay.
There's another mid-morning supposedly libertarian that toes the Bush line.
Oh, my God, it's just, you know, and people say it's fake. This isn't happening. Bush wouldn't do this to us. Why not? Why not? The guy's a madman. Simple as that. He's a madman.
Hey, he's out of control, Lon, and unfortunately we're out of time for this hour, but good hearing from you.
Hey,
and,
good talking to you
again.
Guys. Really enjoy the show.
As you know, we're on six nights a week, so call us again sometime,
Lon. Oh, I sure will.
All right, 1-800-GOOD-OPINIONS, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It is a frightening time in America. Your rights being dismantled and destroyed on a weekly basis. We're going to come back. We'll tell you more about this outrageous decision from the Supreme Court. We'll take your calls about anything. That's why we're called Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of...